The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Folks, this is a disheveled show today. My apologies. But I'm not going to get aggravated with it. I'm just going to go with what flows there. It's been a tough day. We'll continue to take calls on today's program at 1-800-313-9443. James in Vancouver. How you doing, James?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Honestly? Or do you want the social kickback? Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
Yeah, I just saw a beautiful pass over here. Guy must have been going Mach 4 in a pulse jet. They do that here about once a week, coming down from Alaska. I figure he's on his way to Minot or something like that. He's there by now. Have you ever noticed Bill Gates? He seems to be have the mindset of a 10-year-old. It's like he's frozen at 10 years old. You ever notice that?
Well, and people were watching him very closely. I don't remember the commercial that he did or what company it was for, but he was immediately harangued for doing that, for appearing. I think the term that was even used was goofy. But yeah, you're right. James, you're absolutely right. I've watched this guy and his ability to communicate, his vocabulary. The way he speaks, it's like watching a 10-year-old.
Yep. He is totally rotten. Spoiled rotten.
Well, I wonder if Bill Gates has figured out that his butt's in a sling right now and people want his head on a platter, because they're finding out exactly what this COVID-19 has wrought, the grand plans.
It's a total fake. And they want everyone to take the vaccine. And I looked up that Georgia Guidestones you talked about.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they want 500 million people. They're crazy.
Well, one person emailed me and said, well, on the Georgia Guidestones, it does not give you a timeline on that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got this Agenda 21. Right now we're in 2020. Now is Agenda 21 mean 2021? Or, then I've heard Agenda 31, is it? Is that 2031?
No.
See what I mean?
Agenda 2030.
Oh, 23, sorry. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, but also notice one thing. We're a little bit different from you guys. We don't have, we didn't adopt the national health care. People still have guns. Just in the last month or so, there have been 5 million people in this country that never owned a gun that went out and bought one.
Yeah.
You know, so things are different here. If we were if we were already disarmed, we already had the national health care. These tracking and tracing programs, walking into people's houses, you'd hear the reports all the time.
Well, you see, I canceled a visit to my doctor last week because I thought about it after, and I said, sure as heck, that guy's going to sell me out for a couple grand, say, yeah, he's been in my office. Yeah, he's a suspect. And then sort of like go get him.
All they have to do is test you for the COVID-19. 90% inaccuracy coming back from that, you're already in their trick bag. That's why with a kidney and bladder infection, I didn't even go to a damn doctor.
Right, right. You'd be better just to ride it out or take some kind of herbs.
And luckily I've survived thanks to my in-house registered nurse. All right, James, I appreciate it. Go ahead. What?
Okay. Well, I was just going to say I'm using your product. Am I allowed to say the name?
Only if it's Extendivite.
Yeah, that's what I'm using, and I think it's a great product, and it does have chelative effects, and that's what you could use for that kidney infection.
My friend, I am on it every single day. I'm wondering now what it would have been like, and I probably would have had to have been carted by ambulance into a hospital.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right, James, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, you were talking with the fella from Kelly from Austin earlier, and I'm going to predict you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till our legislature convenes in January, and I suspect they're all just frothing at the mouth and have bills ready and filed and to act on to more or less codify all this nonsense.
Well, the governor's going to be in there until 2022. I don't think Texas can last even till the legislature convenes in January. You know, Mike and I were talking during the break, and what was the idea you floated to me, that he's purposely making it bad to piss people off? Yeah. And I'm thinking, nah, I don't think that's the case, because who in their right mind would kill people's dreams and businesses and drain their bank accounts? Who would put them out of business to make a social point or whatever the case may be? I don't know why Abbott is doing what he's doing. He's not at any press conferences. There's not been any reporters with the ability to ask him face-to-face, excuse me, Governor, why are you still doing this in Texas?
Hold on.
I got a clarification. Mike, Come on into this disaster.
Yeah, let me in here. So, to clarify, the governor, just like Trump, just like the president, they have to listen to the people all around them, right? They rarely can just go against everybody. And so, you know, he's not trying to harm people, but people are telling him that this is what you have to do. So, you know, it kind of comes down to they give them enough rope to hang themselves and then say, hey, that's what the experts said. You want me to believe the experts? I mean, maybe that. Also, I just think that, you know, we were saying he's probably just some kind of a stooge puppet, which, you know, he's just there to...
Hold on here a second, Dan. Yeah, but you've seen what Trump has been doing. You've been watching the Republican National Convention. Have you seen Donald Trump running around with a mask? He's sitting there. He's not safe spacing. I mean,
they were so mad about that.
I know. Yeah. But that's signaling, the president's signaling right there. He was talking about hydroxychloroquine. He's signaling that he's not down with this. Fauci is still being painted as the official White House word on coronavirus. He's been kicked out. I don't know. I wish Trump would pick up the phone and call this governor down here and ask him directly, what the hell do you think you're doing? If Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys can tell the governor to go suck an egg, he says, no, we're going to put stands in the fans in the stands, this September for football. And the governor said, that's not a good idea. And he says, well, I'm going to do it. Okay. What are we witnessing here, Dan? What the hell is this?
It's tyranny, pure tyranny. And I'm telling you, wait till the legislature convenes in a couple of months. They're going to start codifying all of it into legislation. Social distancing, face mask wearing, contact tracing, it's all going to be codified. And this by a legislature that in both houses is controlled by so-called Republican conservatives. And about Abbott, one thing I would say is back when he was first elected and he started having these Governor Abbott town hall meetings over the telephone, his very first town hall meeting, he was bragging about how Texas has lured some major pharmaceutical industry into building their campus in Austin, and he's in the pocket of the pharmaceuticals, and what the pharmaceuticals want in Texas, they're going to get.
Dan, but again, for whatever the motivation, people in this, people here in Texas, they have lost their businesses. They have lost their livelihood. They've lost their savings. Some of these people, they can't deal with it, and they're committing suicide. Are you, Dan, are you actually suggesting that this guy's evil enough to allow the pharmaceuticals to have their way at the expense of the human life that he's supposed to be governor of here in Texas?
Absolutely.
All right.
Golden rule, those that have the gold make the rules.
All right, Dan, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I want to give you my story about the PCR test. Okay, I've turned it down. I've been fighting them. Five times I've turned them down. Every time they've given me two-week quarantines. So I've had five 2-week quarantines.
Because you wouldn't take the test. But you've not come down with the flu, so what's their excuse for...
No, I'm perfectly healthy.
Okay, but what's their excuse they're giving you after they quarantine you for 14 days and you're still not sick?
It's because I won't take the test. Let me finish my story. I'll tell you what happened.
All right.
In fact, they brought in the big guy from the corporation from the nursing home. They thought that would intimidate me. He came in. I still wouldn't do it. I says, now, look, I finally got smart, right, John? He says, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll hork up a snot wad for you. You can analyze it all you want. He says, I don't need that. So I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what, you put me under one more quarantine. I'm calling the Flint Journal and telling them that you've been putting me under no-touch torture, putting me under all these quarantines. And he says, go ahead. I said, okay, thank you, I will. He thought he was going to call my boss, you know. So they didn't put me under quarantine anymore. It worked.
Well, there's the courage of his convictions, that he can't stand the scrutiny of somebody even asking a softball question, evidently. All right, Laura, I thank you for your call. Thank you. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. A lot of good stuff today. I wanted to talk about Antifa, but a couple questions. When you were talking about Australia, were you also discussing how they put drones into effect to track people without masks?
No, I was not.
Did you see some of that? Okay. I caught an article also where, yeah, the drones are discussed, plus police can now enter homes without a warrant down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos of the non-compliers? The police actually withdrawing from their holsters their service weapons and pointing it in the faces of these people?
Yep.
Now, and it's just not no warrant. They have given themselves permission not even to knock on your door before they walk through it. They will attempt to walk straight into your house. No paperwork required, and they don't even have to knock if they don't want to.
It's unbelievable. And just to continue, in New Zealand, I've heard that that whole families can be now put into a quarantine camp 14 days if it's suspected they have family members with COVID. So that's how draconian some of the stuff gets. So next time people are hearing from friends, well, it's just a mask, you know, just let them know about how far this crap can go.
Well, it's a psychological conditioning. And part of the program here is to turn people against other people. I mean, my friend down in Florida, Steve Elkins, he goes into stores, he doesn't wear a mask, he's running into people that are getting confrontational with him. You know, and as I've explained to people before, okay, you're masked up, you know, you're taking all the precautions, so what is this? You're worried about my health, my safety? You know, we're distance apart here, you're not going to catch my germs. So what are you really worried about? The media and these so-called experts have people believing that other people are a threat to their existence. This is why you're starting to see videos. Last week I posted one where a woman in a store literally broke an older lady's leg because she didn't think she was masked up properly. This has to stop. And I mean immediately. And is my assessment about Trump correct? Is he signaling that he thinks this COVID-19 is crap?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Just the way. Yeah.
I think so as well. He's not coming out with statements. He's not tweeting because he's not going to give the ammunition to load into the breach to shoot himself with this crooked media in this country, the communist media in this country. Yeah. But
plus he's pulled out Burks. He's pulled Burks and Fauci off TV. You don't see them anymore. And I think he replaced Fauci with this Dr. Scott Atlas, who seems to have a much better head and shoulders as far as the whole scenario. So that could very well be a plus also.
Well, could it be any worse?
But hey, to go to Antifa real quick, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about it being a domestic terrorism group, but I started seeing some articles popping up about the fact that they definitely could be imported from Europe in the form of Ukrainian gangs, which have been settled in the Northwest, which could very well explain a lot of the white kids involved in the protests up there, like in Portland, in Seattle, as well as, you know, Muslim Brotherhood and Nation of Islam. And it just, to me, the facts indicate that with their tactics like scorched earth, with no regard for businesses and families and old age, you know, just go attack anybody. It just seems like it's not your basic protest over George Floyd anymore.
Okay, well, let me ask you the same question I've been asking. Where is Christopher Wray? Where's the FBI? Where's the investigation into Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Where is it? Where has the FBI come out and made any public utterance or statement about this?
Well, John, they've only had a couple trillion dollars of, you know, to invest in communications and equipment and all that and people. You can't expect them to do all this overnight now, can you? That's a joke. But yeah, I understand. I mean, it's a definite lack of professionalism. We kind of know what's going on there. But one thing about it also that really intrigues me is the fact that if the cities, the counties, and the states will not do their, you know, their job per their oath of office, and I know there's a lot of questions about states' rights, but I don't see where Trump does not have, you know, any other choice but to go in there and keep people from getting killed and whole blocks being destroyed by these idiots.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up because initially what I saw Trump doing was what a constitutional-style president should say. It is the state's business. If you need help, pick up the phone. But they haven't been calling him, have they? So we have these... the irony with this feather light in Chicago, this mayor... She came out and, well, she wants the street and the block that she lives on protected by the police because she doesn't want the rioters and the looters around her house. But I guess it's okay for the rest of Chicago that we got to bring up the drawbridges at night so people can't navigate across the city. I mean, this has become so insane, and this is so inflammatory. This is what's hitting the news cycles now. This has become so inflammatory. The Democrats are now walking away from the Democrat Party and going to vote for Donald Trump. That's how bad this has gotten.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know there's a lot of diehard Democrats that hate doing that, but they see the handwriting on the wall. And I guess the question would be, too, John, again, we see all this flux and mania going on. Do you think it's just a massive distraction that take us in the election and into the point where at the beginning of the year, I think that's when the Federal Reserve is going to bring out their digital currency wallets, that there's going to be the transition into digital currency. And it may not be overnight, but it's going to be this down that slippery slope.
Wayne, what do you think about my, and a lot of people have called it just a, I'm stark raving mad and you're just in fantasy land. Trump understands business. He understands the banks all too well. And I've been telling people that he's not been real friendly with the Federal Reserve. He's been all been very critical of them. And I am hoping that this guy does away with the charter and the contract with the private corporation known as the Federal Reserve and said, you know what? You guys have had more than a century reign. You've brought us into total disarray and bankruptcy. Enough. I look for Donald Trump, and I think he's got the moxie to do it, to walk away from the Federal Reserve. So let them start talking about cashless and go cloud and do whatever in January. Yeah, that's fine. But I look for this guy to go, you know what? It's time to take a new direction with this. And I can see Trump doing this as just as easily as you and I falling off a log.
Sure. And I don't know the details of it, but I've heard that the Treasury has taken over the Fed. Now, that could be a partial situation or whatever, but it just seems like it's just a preemptive Trump move to start the process going. And while I was on the Digital Currency Act, it's called HB 3571, I believe, and I forget the name of it, but folks can look that up, and it's supposed to come online January 1st. So I just kind of feel like it plays into all these major distractions and all this stuff we're fighting right now, that we're really in a real pickle until things get straightened out after the election.
Well, how much more can we be loaded up on a plate with here? Let me see. COVID-19, cities burning, people being killed. What else do we have to throw onto this?
It's mind-boggling. Yeah.
It's more than mind-boggling. I just sit and I contemplate what's going on, and it's overwhelming for me. So imagine what effect this has on the common person out there just bumping around in life trying to just survive another day.
Sure.
And
on top of that, you got guys slamming our founding fathers, and I like to ask these knuckleheads, like, who else created the First, Second, and Fourth Amendment that, helped the country for so long? And who created gold and silver as a method of exchange as opposed to the worthless paper currencies that failed throughout the centuries?
What these people do not understand is our government has been modified over the years repeatedly. But they don't want to hear that argument. Let's not go back and look at the mistakes that were made and reverse that. We just go back to the beginning, and it was all bad from the beginning. I have a real problem with that. I honest to God do.
So do I, John. And I think, again, a lot of our problems are traced to that Administrative Procedures Act, which is called the headless fourth branch of government by Mr. Winterode. So you go down that road, you know exactly why we're in the pickle we're in.
All right. Wayne, I thank you. For your call. Thank you very much. Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, let me get out of here so there's no echo. One second.
Yeah, you got a bad echo.
Should be better now.
It is. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to bust your chops. So I'm going to ask, before I start, but does Texas history and the history of Texas politics, would it bother you if I dive into that and maybe answer your question as to why our governors seem to be kind of flaky and don't respond to the people like you would expect them to?
Bruce, go ahead.
Okay. I've looked into it. I grew up in San Antonio, and so, of course, the Alamo is a great shrine. You know, Texas, you know, the heroes of Texas died there. And I looked into it, and it's actually what you're not told is it was a huge setup. Sam Houston was sent to Texas by Andrew Jackson with a specific intent of delivering Texas to the United States. And the problem was most of the people already in Texas, especially the ones that are making money of acquiring land and what have you, they left the United States for reasons of debts, and they were pursued for criminal charges, and they had no intent of joining the United States. And Sam Houston is a great Masonic hero. If you look into the Masonic lodges, you know, he's like the George Washington of the Masons for Texas. And so what happened at the Alamo was he left his political rival who would obstruct his move later on to introduce Texas to the United States. He had them sacrificed along with all the people who were defending the Alamo. They were not aware that Andrew Jackson had discharged a large contingent of Army troops and had them become quote-unquote volunteers and were waiting across the border, across the Sabine River, for Santa Anna to eventually get defeated. They had no idea about this. So, and then you got to consider that General Santa Anna was released on the order of Sam Houston, and they were both 33-degree Masons, you know? And so ever since then, you look in Texas, every small town has a Masonic lodge. And after the Masons, they also had a large contingent of wealthy Jewish bankers who were here during the gold and silver trade. And so that's, you have a hidden hand in Texas politics, and it's been here since the founding of the state. And so it should be no surprise that our elected officials at the state level, at the high state level, do not respond to the common citizens' concerns. What do you think?
Well, I have seen a lot. I mean, where's the place that Kennedy was killed? He wasn't killed in Oklahoma. Where did Lyndon?
No.
You're in the wind, and it's making a lot of noise.
I'm sorry. And hurricane's bearing down. Let me get back.
Okay, fine. Lyndon Baines Johnson. George Bush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was just talking with somebody today about George Bush Jr. I mean, if this guy did not have the connections, he would have never been president. This guy couldn't string two sentences together. You know, he's kind of got the Joe Bidenitis thing going on, but he was a much younger man. His intelligence level wasn't quite up there. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff that's happened in Texas. There's a lot of bad things that came out of Texas. But the one thing that I noticed here, Wayne, is the average Texan is pretty smart. They're pretty good old boys, and I don't think they're all ring knockers, and I don't think they're all worshiping at the Masonic Lodge altars.
Hope so.
What's that?
I think you're right. I said, I think you're right.
Well, we're going to see, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
All right. Wayne, I appreciate your call. Thank you, my friend. All right. Regarding violation, Ridgeless, HB 3571, that one failed to pass. It's HB 3571. That's the only thing I've got here. All right, well, let's go to break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By the way, the other part of I was reading to you the actual legislation, the law in Australia. As we've exhaustively documented, the state of Victoria's coronavirus lockdown is one of the most draconian in the developed world. Yesterday, authorities in Melbourne announced that they would be using surveillance drones. Here it is. To catch people who don't wear masks and keep track of their cars that travel further than 5 kilometers from their homes. Several videos have also emerged of police manhandling and choking women for not wearing masks. The police have also been given the power to enter people's homes without a warrant and perform quarantine spot checks. Drivers are also being asked to show their papers at highway checkpoints simply to get to work. Anyone caught outside without a mask or violating the 8 to 5 p.m. curfew also risk a massive fine. Australia's crackdown is rivaled by neighboring New Zealand, which announced last week that suspected COVID infectees and their family members would be held inside quarantine camps against their will for at least 14 days. Who do I have up next, Mike? Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Great. Great. Thank you, John, for taking my call. And the title of the show is the National Intel Report. So I'm going to give a quick, short education on how people can do a press release with an firsthand eyewitness or ear witness fact. And I certainly hope that the New Zealanders get their haka on, and that in Australia that they turn on who is interfering with their rights. And so this is what I was going to do before people speculate about things that are not going on in their local area. And I want to thank, I'll do that next. Okay, fentanyl, F-E-N-T-A-N-Y-L. This is for immediate release. This is out of the Merck Index. It's a medical textbook with biologicals, pharmaceuticals, and botanicals. It's an encyclopedia. United States patent number 3,141,823 in 1964 to Janssen. Pretty interesting that it's 11.2 IV milligrams will kill a mouse and maybe habit forming. This is a controlled substance opiate listed in the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations, Title 21, Part 1308.12, in 1987. It's a narcotic analgesic, and in veterinary, which I'm getting my butt kicked by my cat right now, the citrate as analgesic tranquilizer. So again, 1964, patented in the United States. And then on to the grand jury thing and the wonders of Texas. It's not just luck that brought down the crooked mayor and the developer in Richardson, Texas, that wonderful town with a million folks. It is the work of good men and women who did a lot of research, gathering tons of documents.
Okay, I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with Richardson, Texas. Dr. Kelly, you sometimes come on my program and you've got some dynamite stuff, but I have no background and I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. So okay. What happened in Richardson, Texas? What raised the people's ire? What was wrong and why did they make the move?
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. And this is why people are confused and would never be able to be on a grand jury, because they don't understand that the process takes place in a confidential, secret manner so as not to compromise an investigation.
Okay.
So years ago, an investigation was started into the town of Richardson, Texas's mayor, Laura Maxka Jordan. I was able to obtain the sealed 7-count federal indictment wherein the wonderful Texas Rangers directed the FBI to get this grand jury indictment. Then Lark has called in and further stated that it went to the trial by jury later, about a year later, and that they ended up going to prison. And this is the most beautiful
thing. Who went to prison?
That would have been the mayor, Laura Maxka.
Okay, a grand jury was called in secret. They indicted her. She went on trial. She got sent to jail. What was her crimes? What was she being investigated for, and what did the grand jury find?
Oh, the cool thing was they had this sordid affair, Jordan the developer and Laura the mayor, in other states such as Georgia. And I was able to read the entire document on the grand jury reawakening.
Okay.
And I'm grateful for Texas, and I'm so glad that you're there and that you have this platform. And thank you so much again. And then any questions, any other questions?
No.
I wanted to stick to 3 or less.
Well, okay. All right. No, Kelly, that's fine. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Yeah, she's got, and sometimes I'm guilty of doing this myself. I'll have this thought in my head, and I'll have the background, and I don't give enough information, and I don't know if the person that I'm talking to understands what I'm. So I always do that at a point of clarification. I don't like doing that to Kelly, but I try to listen to this through the listener's ears. not my own thoughts or my own ears. And if it's not clear to me, I'll always try to clarify. So thank you. I appreciate it. John in California. Hello, John. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, John.
How are you doing?
Joe, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Doing fine. And COVID, thank you for that video. I put it on my, well, I don't use Facebook much, but I put it on around to anybody wants to listen on my thing, if they listen. So thanks a lot for that.
Well, and why wouldn't they? Because they're your email list, I'm assuming you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then why would there be people that wouldn't pay attention to what you're doing?
Well, I hope they do.
Well, okay then.
I'm back. Well,
you worried me there for a second. Okay.
No, like I said, I put it out. You know, I'm not the greatest in doing those things, but I put it out. Hopefully it got out to everybody that can read it. So thank you much. Another point, you talk about sports. A week or two back on your website, you had a piece and it featured LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
And he was mentioning things about not getting American Free Press had an article, I think a month ago, too, about that. He said there's no black movement and all that. And I think to myself, as Mr. James, you're almost worth $500 million. Why don't you do something with some of that money? Stop complaining. Get your guys together. And, you know, remember, without, you know, you're a good athlete, if you know, make a lot of money. Without the rich white men, a lot of them Jewish, got you into that, you wouldn't be where you are today. That goes for any sports player. But, you know, since it's mostly African-American and all that now,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, you're making the money because of that. So, you know, if you want to do something for the good, or put up or shut up or get out.
Well,
there was one in the talk. There was a one black owner I remember way many years ago. His name was DJ Johnson. He was a publisher. He bought the Carolina Cougars to get into it, and not long after that, he got disgusted with the league. The players got out of it. So you talk about, you know, don't have enough of this and black. There's your reason, one of the reasons. So.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm tired of double standards. I'm tired of watching people that are given special dispensation or they're given a certain amount of leeway. As I said with this playoff game, that well, because this guy was shot up in Wisconsin or whatever, you know, they suspended playoffs. But yet, in that Mavericks game, I watched the video. You can plainly see the guy. And he's calling another person. I mean, if it was reversed, I mean, if I was Mark Cuban and I was the Dallas Mavericks owner and I'm sitting there courtside and I witnessed that, I would have been on the floor with those referees. I probably, and he's been thrown out of a few games before because of his temper. If he feels like they've been shied, you know, if they've been done wrong, he's out there and he's gotten thrown off the floor many times. If I was Mark Cuban, why would I not go after the officials for allowing that to go on? There wasn't even a penalty for that. But if it was reversed, if it was a white guy going after this guy, what do you think would have happened? I'm tired of everybody protecting everybody and saying that, oh, well, you know, it's because of this or that. In this country, John, freedom and liberty, expression, free speech, but individualism. We used to have rugged individualism in this country. And it's gone. We got a bunch of limp-wristed, I can't see to stand, and I'd much rather kneel. Nobody out there is really saying these words, and these are the words that need to be spoken. I'm tired of giving free passes to people that don't want to do anything but shoot you or kill you or burn you and call you a racist because you're not going along with their scorched earth policy. I'm tired of protecting all of this stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. And good for Jerry. Yeah, fans in the stands. The guy, you know, they complain why you ever got into that. Listen, he got three Super Bowls out of it, you know, him managing it. So
hey,
keep going, you know.
Hey, and Jerry, like I said, Jerry's,
you don't mess around.
Hey, Jerry's billion-dollar castle hasn't been paid off yet. This guy's got bills. He's making a business decision, and he's calling our governor going, hey, we're going back playing football this fall. Oh, I don't think that's a good idea, Mr. Jones. I'm going to do it. Okay.
Like I said, you know, he moved along and got a success with, brought that team back up. But
maybe, hey, John, maybe he's not one of the ring knockers, eh?
No.
All right. Hey, I
sad about one last thing. It's scary about what's going on down in Australia and New Zealand. All of a sudden, you know, thank you for your network bringing that up. I don't think anybody really sees that. You know, you used to go down there, a good place to travel in that. God, you probably can't even travel there now. But no. After that, even if it opened back up again, no thank you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Australia, I got Gary in Australia, and I'm going to go to him. Thank you for your call.
I'll talk to you next week. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Gary, go ahead.
Well, howdy, John. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm okay. You know, first thing I want to say to you is you're absolutely right. I'm sick of those boneheads, too, who come on and have their own idea of what the founding fathers had in mind. So that's as far as I want to go with that. It's a bonehead, and it's a distractor and a deceiver. And I've been turning those people off for years the minute they open their gob. But in any case, Australia, you got to understand something. We're talking about New South Wales and Victoria. These two states, excuse me, in Australian history, you got to look into the Eureka Rebellion. That's where the rebellion started in Australia. They're known for that down there. That's why they push hard on them down there, because they're afraid of that. That's why they have infiltrated that part of the country with so many people from foreign countries to water that down. Because you get into the farmland, and I'm in farm country where I am in the state of Queensland. These people think a whole different way. And
Gary, didn't they still take their guns as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All
listen,
right.
John, I have brought that up to people. I talked to a guy yesterday in a hardware store. I said, look, you guys are always going on about we Yanks and our guns. Let me tell you something. Our third president, Thomas Jefferson, once said, any government that doesn't trust its citizens with firearms, a government that should not be trusted. That's where the rubber meets the road. Whenever the they tell you you can't, and they have weapons and you don't, you're in serious trouble. And if you're not going to stand up, then you deserve what you get. Whatever you tolerate, you're going to get more of. See, and that's what's happened. You know, look at, I was born and raised in New York. I've told people this. My family, I come from a Democratic family. My folks were Roosevelt-era Democrats. We were Kennedy-era Democrats. I left the Democratic Party in 1969. I was an independent for a long time. When I moved to California, I got involved with the Republican Party, and this was during the militia days. They nominated me to be a candidate in a race in California. I was serving on an assembly district committee. They asked me to be on the central committee for California for the Republicans. I turned them down at that point because I saw the same stuff going on. It's good cop, bad cop. Good cop, bad cop. And the Republicans, when they have power, they have no balls. They will not fight. I watched a video the other day. My head almost exploded. This clown, Dan Crenshaw, you know, the war hero. People in the audience were bringing up the USS Liberty, and he kept telling these people to shut up, that it was an accident. Accident, my ass.
Yeah, no, I got you there. And who is this individual you're speaking of? I don't recognize his name.
Oh, Dan Crenshaw?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a congressman or something, a freshman congressman. He's down there in Texas, I believe. He's the guy with the patch.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hero. Now I know who you're talking about.
This guy, you know, True News just did a four-hour documentary movie where they had the USS Liberty guys. They premiered it last week. They brought in the Liberty survivors at their expense and the listeners paid to bring them into Florida to do a special screening. And it was all the testimony of the guys on the ship. I'm sick and tired of these clowns in our country. Talking about the survivors, those guys were there. I believe the men on the damn ship, they saw it. They lived it. That's who I believe. Screw Dan Crenshaw. And screw some of these people in the military who come out and, well, thank you. Screw you and your service. You know, when I used to travel a lot, I was doing a European tour many years ago. And we were in Europe for 2 weeks. And half the crew was American, half the crew was English, which is the way it goes usually. But we were in, we were 40 minutes away from Normandy. We got into the hotel, and you know, they have a map of places of interest and what have you. I always said that I always wanted to go to Normandy because my relatives charged up that beach. And I always wanted to go and pay homage to my relatives. Anyway, I asked the crew, my fellow Americans, hey, we're off tomorrow. I don't want to sit around the hotel. Who wants to rent the car and we'll go to Normandy? No, I don't want to go. I don't want to. A friend of mine, Englishman from London, Bob, says to me, Gary, I'll go with you. I've been there before. Fine. That's what we did the next day. And then I went and I walked through the cemetery with him, the American cemetery. Row after row after row after row of crosses. Every once in a while, a star. Row after row after row of crosses. A star. Who's running our country today? Who's running our country that this guy, the war hero, can get up there and call our Liberty survivors liars? Because that's what he did. And man, I was pissed. If I would have been there, they would have had to arrest me. 68 years old, I don't care. I'd have gone after that SOB because my head was about to explode. But this is what's wrong. I look at New York City, where I was born and raised. You know what I thought about when I see New York now? I remember when I was about 5 years old, 4th of July. Now, we lived everything in the Bronx. It's about as urban as you're going to get. Everything is vertical. My dad comes out with the flag, opens the window. He's going to put in the flag holder on the windowsill. He says, son, take a look. I stick my head out the window, up and down the street, every window.
Flags.
A flag, a sea of red, white, and blue.
Yep.
And I bitched about this for years. During the militia movement, I bitched about it. Today, what do we celebrate? The day we created barbecue and baseball and beer? Nobody knows a damn thing about our country. It's the same thing in Australia. You know, let me tell you something. If you come to Australia, if nobody here opened their mouth, you'd think you were back home. I have a friend. I was here a year. I have a friend who lives down in New South Wales. And he says to me one time, we're talking. He calls me. We're talking. He says, so, mate, what do you think about Australia? I said, you know, brother, I said, if nobody opened their mouth, I'd think I was back home. Because it is. It's very much like back home. In the apathy, too. I have friends in politics here. I know people
look,
that are in,
Gary,
in
it's
here.
It's being bred. Gary.
People say to me, well, mate, what do you think?
Gary.
What the hell does it matter what I think?
Gary.
It's not my country. It's your
Gary.
Country. What do you think?
Gary, can you hear me? Gary, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, John. Oh, yes, I can.
Thank you. It's being bred out of them, Gary. This is not a mystery. The parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Their parents, this generation, the next generation, it's being bred out of them.
John, look at what's going on back home right now. I read a story the other day online. I think it might have been on RBN. I listen every day, but I've been really busy because it's planting season. And
okay, we're running out of time here. Garrett, we're running out of time here.
Okay, John. But look what they want to do. They want to online educate the kids, indoctrinate the kids, but they don't want the parents to be able to see what they're saying. What the hell does that tell you? We are not going to change this country through any election. I'm sorry, election. It ain't going to happen.
Well,
it's too late for that. It's gone too far.
Wait a minute. Gary, I wished I had... Look, you've said a lot of stuff, and I wished I had the time to comment, and I got two more callers I need to get to, but I appreciate your call. And
I'll talk to you again tomorrow, John.
Okay, thank you, Gary. I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong about that, because what Trump has been doing has been his last election, and hopefully the other. This guy has been hitting all the right notes. People, at any rate, yeah, call me tomorrow. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Well, I guess we're running out of time, so I'm curious, seeing as how I grant you the census is being misappropriated because it was supposed to be the census would determine how the states would pay the federal government, and now they've turned the direction of funds in the opposite direction.
Yeah, what the Fed
other
is going to
do. Other than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it determines how the federal government, undomesticated, doles out money in the opposite direction than the founders intended.
Right.
And other than that, do you have any other problem with the census other than the way that it's being politically misappropriated?
I have a high suspicion. I was told here by my producer, board operator / phone guy, that, I've gone online. It's very simple. I've gone and I've looked at their questionnaire. There's questions that they're asking that they have no business that has to do with economics or anything else. I'm not going to fill out any form. I am not going to give any information to the federal government. I don't care if they say that it's punishable if you don't or not. They also told me that I'm supposed to pay income taxes. Well, I've stuck my middle finger in their face for 38 years. I am never going to pay a dime to the IRS because I realize now what that was.
It's we're in agreement. Well, the thing is, I just took a job yesterday. I raised my right hand as a census enumerator, and what I'm being told is, I don't know what they gave you on. I did it a while back, but then I don't remember any questions about income. They were asked,
Mark, you're a census taker?
The term is enumerator. I go out and
at least you're not a track and tracer. Okay. You needed a job.
Yeah,
I got it.
The contact tracing is, to me, horribly out of line given that we're way too late into this. Contact tracing is a euphemism for Orwellian nightmare.
Yeah.
But the other thing, there was somebody who was going to speak at the Republic National Convention. Her son died when an illegal alien ran him over, and apparently she tweeted something on a tweet where somebody else said something so-called anti-Semitic, but I guess you'd like for me to dig that up and forward it to you, because that sounds like something that... Well, that wasn't what she was saying. That was what somebody else said, and you're cutting her out because of something that somebody else said?
Yeah.
Excuse me, that's not cool.
All right.
So, all right, later.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Folks, this has been the most unorganized, disheveled show I've done in a long time. I appreciate your patience. I promise things will be better tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow. Thank you for being here today. Is it over, Mike? Jeff Bennett's coming up. A little different show today, cancer and diet on Mr. Bennett's program today. That's going to be his topic. Maybe people need that break.
J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.